BCRCMP say a charge of first-degree murder has been laid in connection with the 2022 shooting of a 33-year-old Surrey man. Police responded to shots fired at a 24th Avenue and 152A Street home April 6, 2022, where they found the critically injured David Goldstein. He was rushed to hospital where he died of his injuries. BC's Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT, was called in to investigate. Now, police said, after a lengthy and extensive investigation, IHIT investigators forwarded charge recommendations to Crown Counsel. On November 7, the BC Prosecution Service laid the murder charge against Bryce Dallas Campbell. IHIT said it worked with RCMP, the Integrated Forensic Identification Section, and its own team of investigators and detectives to complete the most recent investigation. Police said Campbell is currently in custody for two counts of second-degree murder and one count of attempted murder in relation to a July 2022 South Surrey shooting. Dan McLaughlin, spokesperson for the BC Prosecution Service, confirmed to Glacier Media that the matter has moved to BC Supreme Court with a judge and jury trial set to begin on October 1, 2024. In that case, police received reports of a shooting at the South Surrey Athletic Park. Police found Jordan Krishna, Robin Soreni and Harbir Khosa, all suffering from gunshot wounds in what was believed to be a targeted incident. Krishna and Soreni died as a result of their injuries, while Khosa was treated for life-threatening injuries. IHIT took conduct of the investigation and worked with the Surrey RCMP, BC Coroner's Service, the RCMP Forensic Identification Section and the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit of British Columbia on the file. Campbell was arrested August 5, 2022 in relation to the homicides. Police said search warrants were obtained by IHIT investigators for multiple locations throughout the Lower Mainland, which resulted in evidence being recovered. BC's Court Services online database shows Campbell is no stranger to the courts. He has a string of charges dating back to 2016 and convictions for firearms offenses, possession of a stolen credit card, probation breaches, possession of stolen property, driving while disqualified, resisting peace officers, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle and possession of break-in implements.